Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, good morning. We're Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Maybe having an issue with a little bit of sore throat today. Home remedies. Misty, you got one for us.
Yeah, so this is one you may not have even thought about. Pickle juice. It went viral and doctors are saying there is something to it. The vinegar can actually not only kind of soothes your throat, but it can kill the bacteria causing the sore throat.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's the thing. When I was a kid at the skating rink, they used to have that big thing of pickles.
Yep.
And for 5 cents a cup, they would sell a little cup of pickle juice. And I'm looking back now and I'm like, well, I didn't have a lot of sore throats and elementary and middle school. Maybe it was all the pickle juice I was drinking.
You know what's crazy, Misty?
What?
My wife grew up in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Which, really, Oklahoma is North Texas. That's all it really is. She told me the same thing.
Really?
Yes, we were talking about it the other day that they would let you drink pickle juice.
Yes!
I was like, what?
How funny. Yeah, we used to buy it by the cupfuls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so do you have a home remedy you'd like to share? We want to hear about it. 888-888-9976. Hello, good morning. What do you got?
If you're from Michigan, you will always drink warm Verner's. That's a medicine in Michigan.
Yeah.
So Verner's makes root beer.
It's like a ginger ale, really strong
ginger ale.
Ginger ale
too, yeah. Mm-hmm. So is that what it is? It's ginger ale warmed up?
I think it might be the original ginger ale.
Oh.
But we always warmed it up.
You warmed it up.
And drank it when we had a stomach ache.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Well, ginger does settle a stomach ache. Yes.
Oh.
Okay, that makes sense.
I was always given Sprite.
Yeah. Yep, it does kill the carbonation.
Oh,
that's what
bummer.
I thought. Yeah. So then it's just kind of a syrupy.
Syrupy flat stuff.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how you could heat up and keep the carbonation. I guess you'd have to stick a can of Coke on the stove and then open it up.
Oh, no.
Please don't do that.
You just created an explosion.
We take no responsibility for what he just said.
Where's our disclaimer statement?
The thought came from my father. When my mother went away on some ladies' retreat, I'll never forget standing in the kitchen. He took a can of chili and just stuck it right in the burner.
No. With the lid off.
Yeah. No. Just stuck it on there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Who cleaned up the kitchen for the next week?
There's no explosion. We just took the lid off and poured it. Yeah.
Do not try this at home.
Sally wants to make sure everyone's safe.
I
and then there's no
concern for your
Here are the five well-being. Pages of fine print that we will be posting shortly.
So we're talking home remedies this morning. And what are yours? 888-888-9976. Kate is with us in the Detroit area. What do you got?
Yeah, home remedies. So my grandma had a million of them, but one in particular she had was if we had colds, she would put Vicks VapoRub on our necks, and then we had to use a dirty sock. It had to be dirty, and then she would wrap round our necks when we would sleep at night.
I'm sorry. I have so many questions right now.
Me too. What's with the dirty sock?
I don't get it.
You know, and she never told us why it had to be dirty, but it did.
I feel like this is more a ploy to keep people away from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
she just didn't want you to get anybody sick.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly.
And ain't nobody coming near with all that.
Yeah, and why a dirty sock?
Right.
Why not a clean one?
I'm just glad she didn't, it wasn't one of my dad's. My brother's.
So you take garlic and potatoes and you wrap them around your feet. And
oh, good grief.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We are talking home remedies. Hearing some, these are different.
Yeah.
Unique.
That's a good word.
Yeah. Lauren is with us from Parrington, Michigan. What do you got?
Strangely enough, a fermented honey with garlic and ginger in it. You put it in a bowl, in a container and let it sit for a while, and then you just take a spoonful of it, and it not only will soothe your throat, but it can kind of help all your sinuses, and it gets rid of everything. I've been doing it lately, and I normally get sick all the time, and it has been working wonders. If you use the honey that's like near you, from around you, it actually helps the allergies go away. Like you get it in your system. So,
well, I've heard of local honey for allergies, but the fermentation, that's a new one to me. How exactly do you ferment honey?
So it's more about what's in it. So you chop up the little pieces of garlic and ginger and put it in there and put something on top of it to help weigh it down. And it just stays in there and it basically absorbs all of the honey, and the honey absorbs what it has. And if you're really sick, you can take a piece of the garlic out and just swallow that.
Oh my goodness.
Doesn't exactly taste the best, but I'm not sure many medicines do.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I love these home remedies. Not sure I'm going to try them all. Jeremy Camp. I had a good friend named Jeremy, and I just called him Jeremy. So I'm going to call him Jeremy, too. He just got out of, Jeremy Camp just got out of surgery.
He did. I guess he has AFib. Was it your heart? Yeah, it beats erratically. Is that what it is? Or too fast or something? But they did that thing where they go in through the leg and fix it. And so he's doing okay. His wife was updating his page and says he has to stay in bed for a few weeks. And right now he's being spoon-fed by her and enjoying it very much.
Spoon-fed.
Yep.
You know.
Just taking full advantage.
a surgery is one thing, but heart?
Oh, yeah.
Surgery? That's kind of a freaky deal. So we're glad he is okay.
I know.
Man.
Well, can you? That just surprised me because he's such a health buff.
If you don't know who Jeremy Camp is, he's got some guns.
Yeah, he does.
Put it that way.
He's very proud of those guns, as he should be.
That thought pops into your head. Doesn't mean it's true thought. And then what do you do with it? It's Cankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And we're talking about the lies that come into your head from the enemy. And you can't always control the thoughts that come in. You can do something once they're there.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the enemy will try to really discourage you, especially if God wants to use something. And for me, it's sharing my mental health journey. You know, there's been a lot of victories, a lot of miracles, even a lot of setbacks and what feel like defeats in the moment. But God walks me through it, and there's encouragement to be found there. But every time I go to share it, there is that voice screaming in my head, just hush. Everybody is tired of hearing about sick Misty. Nobody wants this. Close your mouth.
Which that is totally from the enemy because, you know, he knows you're going to help somebody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we had an opportunity to talk with Ashley Hetherington. She wrote the book, The Joy of the In-Between, 100 Devotions for Trusting God in Your Waiting Season. This is the lie that she said she deals with, and listen to how she deals with it.
One of the biggest things that I've had to continually fight is the lie that I'm not good enough. That stupid lie. We all have one, but that's just mine. But whenever that comes in, I have to take up my sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I got to pray in the Spirit, and I got to say, all right, God, you've given me everything I need to accomplish every good work. You are with me. You are strong for me where I'm weak. That's where that scripture comes in. I truly believe that when we use scripture over these lies, the enemy shrieks. When you do scripture plus prayer, and I know that because Ephesians 6 says that. It says that when you're in that battle, you take up the sword of the Spirit, you pray in the Spirit. When you do that, the enemy is like freaking out because he just can't have as much power. And I know it can feel really defeating if you're listening to this. You're like, well, I do that and it's still hard. I have these things called battle cards. What's that struggle? What's that lie? And then you decide, okay, what's a truth from God's word that I can find that would fight that lie? So you write that scripture down on one side of the card. Okay, we're halfway there. We've done so well. Then on the next side, we write a prayer. Because sometimes when those lies are coming, you have no words to pray. You feel like you're being attacked because maybe you are under spiritual attack. You write a prayer about that specific thing because specific prayers get specific answers. You write that down. And then whenever that lie comes up, you take out your index card. You first read your scripture. Then you turn it over and you read your prayer. And then you're done. And you put it back into your pocket. And you keep taking it out and you keep using it until the lie is literally defeated.
Isn't that cool? Get your battle card out.
I like that.
I saw something and it really hit home for me. If you happen to be a parent, this might be hitting home for you. And that is this. Your kids, they're a little teensy weensy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start to grow up. And somebody sent this to us, and it starts out with, no one talks about the stage of motherhood when they turn 15 and they only have 3 more years of childhood left.
Aww.
And no one talks about the moment that they're taller than you are and you have to look up to them. Or how about, you know, you still have a kid in the house, but all their clothes are adult size. You suddenly hear a man in the house and you wonder where your little boy has gone. And that is true. In fact, I had a neighbor walk up to me and say something I thought was kind of funny. He goes, hey, don't take this wrong, but your son sounds like a man. I was like, well, yeah. So my son, Sam, is now about to turn 15.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this stuff is happening.
Aww.
But this is what's tough, Misty. You see the Facebook memories of when they were little, and you're going through a mourning process.
Aww.
You are. It's like, where'd that little guy go? He was so cute. I want him back. You can't bring him back. I'm obviously, we're glad that our children are grown adults. Because otherwise, there'd be a problem. But you miss those little personalities.
Yeah.
They're so adorable.
Aww.
I'm just curious, have you ever dealt with that? And how do you deal with it? Because sometimes I go through a little moment of, I'm kind of sad right now.
Aw.
Where'd the little kids go?
Man. But you know what my mom told me? I remember just recently I was going through a pretty dark time mental health-wise, and I told her, I was like, there's not much I wouldn't give to have my mommy here right now.
Aww.
And I was like, is that weird, a weird thought? And she goes, well, can I tell you something? And I said, what? And she goes, I don't care how old you get, you're always going to be my baby.
Amen.
And mommy would love to be there for her baby.
Oh, that, you know what? You probably said words that made her so happy. Oh. It's like, I need it as a mother. Family Life Radio, it's Kinkle, Fritz, and Friends. It's time for the good news of the day.
It's good news.
Thinking about what good news you have to share, and then call us at 888-888-9976.
I've been feeling called to share my testimony for a while now. Basically, I had grew up into witchcraft.
Oh, wow.
I received my first witchcraft book at 8 years old.
Oh, my word.
Yes, I was practicing throughout my teen years, and I just went down the wrong road. So I ended up in a satanic cult unknowingly. I didn't even know it was a cult until it was initiation day, and they told me, join or die. Now, that was the very first time that I heard Jesus, and I heard a voice tell me, no, I'm the way. And ooh. I never read a page of the Bible.
So did you know who was talking to you at that time?
I didn't know exactly until the very end when I was running out of there.
Uh-huh.
I heard the voice tell me, I'm safe, I'm the way, leave now. So I turned around to leave, and the last person that I talked to said, oh, she believes in Jesus Christ. And I said, yes, I do. And I ran out of there. So I just want to share that if somebody's going through something that they feel like they can't get out of, Jesus still does miracles. Even when somebody says that you have to, you know, join or die, when they're using fear against you,
mm-hmm.
He's still going to show up for you. So it hasn't been easy, but God, he never left me. And he still leaves the 99 for the one.
Amen.
So I just wanted to share that.
So is it your parents that got you into witchcraft?
My mom did get me into witchcraft.
Your mom, okay.
It's crazy because it's been 5 years since I've been saved, and she was still into New Age practices. She was still doing palmistry and astrology and all that, but I kept praying for her, and I kept praying for her, and today she will go to church with me, and she claims Jesus Christ. She's not 100% on the walk yet.
Uh-huh.
But she's listening to worship music.
Wow.
Yes, yes. So I shared, Lauren Daigle was the first person I shared with her, and she randomly just downloaded every song that she ever made. And she said, oh my gosh, I love her.
Wow.
So he's doing miracles. But at first, I was discouraged. My own mother was against me.
Yeah.
For a good 4 years, I just started seeing those seeds come to fruition. Mm. So don't give up on people who aren't there yet either.
Yeah.
He does it in his time.
Wow, what a story.
I know. Wow. That's incredible. What a great testimony.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I just want to thank Jesus for leaving the 99 for me, because I never even read a page of the Bible and he still saved me.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed one.
All right, so the struggle bus. We've been on it before.
Yep.
And now there's a new term called a struggle meal. You know, when money was tight, what did you do? Well, a lot of people have called in. And Sue is with us from Saginaw, Michigan. What do you got?
We had a very large family, 11 kids. And my mom, when food got low, what she would do during the week, we always had oatmeal for breakfast. And so she would take that oatmeal and save the leftovers. And on Saturdays, we would have for lunch fried oatmeal.
Fried oatmeal?
Huh.
It was delicious. It was delicious.
So she would take the oatmeal, throw it in a frying pan, and fry it up?
What she would do is she'd make patties.
Yeah?
Fry them up, not thick. They'd be reasonably thin. And then you just put a little bit of butter and salt on it, and it's really good.
That's interesting.
I do like butter on my oatmeal.
Yeah.
With sugar and all the other stuff, too.
Yeah.
But that...
It sounds kind of like a little makeshift pancake of sorts.
Yeah. With some density to it. Yeah. Never thought of that. Wow, I'm wasting oatmeal.
It's very good as a crispy little pancake.
Yeah. Time for some leftover oatmeal flapjacks. I don't know what you want to call them.
Really, though, frying stuff only improves it. Like, how much much could we reutilize by frying it up the next day or a couple of days later?
That's true.
I like it.
Well, you're welcome. You should try it sometime.
I guess I'll have to when I get leftover oatmeal. So you're saying they're changing our jalapenos?
Yes. Apparently, they are making them larger and greener and prettier, just more attractive. But there's something about that process that takes some of the heat out. And I have noticed in recent years, I was like, am I tongue able to handle more? Have I burned all my taste buds off? Because I was like, these are not spicy at all. And I go for serrano peppers for the spice. And so now I'm like, well, that makes sense. It's not just me. They are actually less spicy than they used
to be.
Don't mess with my jalapenos.
I know. Why don't you keep them the way they are? I don't understand that. Now, I have heard this, that if you want to take some of the spice out when you chop those things up.
The seeds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Take the seeds out and that helps.
I've specifically, in recent years, left the seeds in just trying to get some of that spice and there's just nothing there.
It's not as spicy as it used to be. So, and I guess that means it's genetically modified.
I guess so.
And some people are against that. And I'm like, oh, are you? How about those new delicious version of apples? The Honeycrisp and they're good.
They really are.
How about those grapes? Those cotton candy grapes.
Oh, those are delicious.
So good.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I heard about those and I was like, come on. And then I tasted one and I went, okay, the hype is legit.
Yeah, they are really good. So I'm so sorry if you know your jalapeno got changed and you didn't like that.
Serrano peppers. Swap them out for those.
Yeah, those are really hot.
They haven't messed with the heat there.
And by the way, that was my name in Spanish class in high school.
Serrano or jalapeno?
Jalapeno! So why are we playing romantic music? Because we're going to talk about love languages.
Ooh.
A kank, that's a different kind of love. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. All right,
you could use it in romantic relationships, too.
I guess you're right. So Misty found this The five love languages, if you haven't heard about this, what it is this. That the person that you love receives love a different way from you depending on what their love language is.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there's certain things that they would enjoy more than others.
We all have, what, two primary, I believe?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay.
And so, Misty, you found this way that we can remember the love language.
Yeah, so this person used tacos as an analogy. So, for example, acts of service. I made you some tacos.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Words of affirmation. These tacos you made are delicious. Quality time. Let's go out for tacos tonight. Receiving gifts. Here's a taco. And physical touch. Let me hold you like a taco.
Let me hold you like a taco. Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends, and it's time for that joy report.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
What's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, good. Who's this?
This is Don from Albuquerque.
Hey, Don, what's on your mind?
I've been smoking marijuana for 35 years.
Uh-huh.
And today is day 16 that I've quit.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow.
So I'm a little bit emotional.
Yeah.
And I just know if I could hear Toby Mac, help is on the way.
Well, praise God. I love that the music is helping you.
Yeah.
Yes, God is good.
Wow, praise the Lord. So what made you want to decide to quit?
It's just time.
Yeah, it's time.
That's an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, I didn't think I could do it, but today's day 16 and I feel good about it.
Wow. Man, well, keep it up. Way to go. It's exciting.
Thank you.
You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am. I'm just a little emotional about it, too.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. It's something that's had a grip on you for a long time.
Yes. I'm 54 now, and I've been doing it for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Man, 16 days, that is a huge step forward. And it's really humbling to know that the music is helping you. And what an honor that you would include us in celebrating 16 days.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, you are welcome. Thanks for sharing the good news with us.
You're welcome.
Hey, real quick, what would you say to somebody else that's trying to overcome something like this?
Take that first step and do it. It's not as hard as it seems.
Yeah, it's a good point. You just have to begin, right?
Yeah, sometimes our mind, I think, tries to tell us we're not going to be able to do something, which also I'm not sure that it's our mind. I think sometimes that's the enemy trying to speak into whatever we're facing.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you would just went, nope, I'm doing this, man, what a huge accomplishment.
Yep.
Well, very encouraging. Well, you have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling in.
You too.
All right, God bless.
God bless you.
Somebody sent this to us. I thought this was really good. It started out with, yes, even that.
Mm.
The words that crushed you. The heartbreak you want to forget. The hurt that is etched into your mind. How about the mistake that you feel you cannot move past? God can redeem even that.
Mm.
Maybe you feel like you're too far gone or something that has happened that's unforgivable or unredeemable. Something bad that's happened to you. You can wipe it all away.
Mm-hmm. I think about the worst things that have occurred in my life. And man, I can't find a single thing that God wasn't able to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't, no matter how hard I look. And because even the worst parts of my story thus far, he's used.
Maybe you feel that way. God can redeem it. Well, Romans 8:28 proves it, that God will work everything out for the good for those who are called to him. Isn't that great news?
Yes.
Hope that helps you today. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.